Hello and welcome to the Fiercely Awakening podcast. My name is Dr. Tanya Holcomb, and I'm on a mission to normalize naturopathy in big, bold ways. I want you to see the world through my eyes, where extraordinary health and massive upgrades in life are always available to you. You'll be inspired to trust your body's wisdom to heal, motivated to claim your next upgrade in health and life, release what no longer serves you, and pursue what you truly desire. If you seek truth, you are on the freedom path to your greatest potential. You are fiercely awakening. Welcome. Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Fiercely Awakening podcast. My intention today is to build a case for parasite cleansing. If you have never targeted parasites before, my goodness, my friend, you are missing out. Now, the way that we target parasites inside the cleansing circle is so incredibly powerful. It's so gratifying because you will get results that not only you feel, but that you see. And I'll let your imagination run wild there for a minute. You will literally see things come out of your stool, and it's almost a guarantee. Now, we have been targeting parasites for 8 years inside the cleansing circle, and it's always been kind of a whim if we pass some parasites. So whether somebody passes a monster-sized ropeworm or they pass a bucket of liver flukes, it's always been a little bit unpredictable. We're doing cleansing, we may be doing anti-parasitic herbs along with cleansing, and voila, we have a winner. But now, this new technology that we work with in supplemental form is so powerful, so effective that we are getting down to it really fast. So the beauty of this, the beauty of the parasite work is you no longer have to do a cleanse alongside of the parasite. So in other words, you can target parasites and your life can continue to resume as normal. Now, I still recommend creating space for other cleanses where we actually are creating space from our typical way of eating, but we can now do parasite work every single month along with the full moon or the new moon. So you can also do other ways of targeting parasites, but this is an easy way to fit it in for not just you, but for your partner and for your kiddos too. So it's not necessarily recommended that you go out and you do this parasite cleansing for your kiddos. It should always start with you, so that way you learn the process first, so that you experience it, and then you get to coach your family through it. So last September, I dove into this parasite work, the new way that we do it. And I started before September, but in September, I went crazy. I was like, oh my gosh, I was loving the results. And I kind of got caught up in it. And I just wanted to see more results because it was so amazing what was coming out of my body. Now, I would think that I would have a pretty light parasitic load because of the way I live, because of the way I think, because of, the way I care for my body. Ultimately, I don't believe that my terrain is super toxic yet. I also believe that I have only scratched the surface of parasite cleansing up until now. So now it's like I'm getting really, really great results. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what else is there? And I just went at it a little strong. I was like, let's go. I went for an extended period of time doing relatively high dosages. And at some point, the die-off kicked my butt. And I needed a break. So I paused the parasite cleansing and I was just like, you know what? I'm not going to pick that up again until this spring. Even though I was getting such great results, again, I was just pushing it a little too fast for my body. I was experiencing significant die-off effects and, you know, I needed a break. And I was also going into a really, really busy time. So in the fall, it is my busiest season. And I was just like, that's not necessarily the time and place for me to continue on with cleansing. but I had full intention of picking it back up this spring along with some other cleanses that I wanted to bring in, such as a colon cleanse and a liver cleanse and maybe one of our Kroger cleanses. And so that was the plan. But then last month, I had this rage moment. And I literally felt like, I don't know if I can say I literally felt like, because I don't know what this would literally feel like. But the best way to describe this is it was like I was out of my body. I felt like a psycho. Again, I don't know what that feels like, but that is what I felt like, okay? I was just so ragey, and I just knew that this wasn't true, that something was significantly up. And I was open to possibilities. You know, I have been working very hard at mineral balancing. I was open to the possibility that perhaps I was copper dumping, which can definitely be an aggravator and with the emotions, with rage. I was open to perhaps some disruption with hormonals, but that didn't really make sense, especially where I was in my cycle. And given how steady I feel and how good things have been across the board. But, you know, maybe it was heavy metals. Maybe there was some unprocessed emotions that I wasn't aware of. So I was going into the office that day to do some muscle testing for Fiercely Empowered Mamas. So I had a chance to do some muscle testing on myself. And it tested as 100% related to parasites, and the intensity of the problem was an 800. I felt so excited at this information because I have been working so hard on all the things, and the fact that here I was in another prime layer to finish what I had started in September. Now, in hindsight, it would have been great for me to slow down in September and pick back up in October and continue that parasite purging then. But like I said, I was going into a really busy season and it just wasn't the top of mind of my priority. But it is the top of mind priority for my body now. So I sat with this and I started to reflect a little bit more on where I was in my cycle, where we were in the moon cycles, and just kind of bringing this full circle. So at this point of my little ragey moment, it was heading into the ovulation phase. And so it was peak fertility season for me. And this was also the full moon. Okay, so ovulation for me is during the full moon. And this is what historically we see as being the common theme. Okay. I'll go more into that in a minute. So I kind of connected those dots, like, interesting. I'm having this raging moment. It's also the full moon. I'm having this raging moment and we're also going into the full moon. I was like 3 days around the full moon. So fast forward, this Wednesday, I woke up and I felt complete and utter sadness. I felt this heaviness of sadness on me and I was like, this isn't me. This isn't real. This is not me. So again, checked in with myself, did some muscle testing, 100% related to parasites. Guess what else was happening? The full moon is on its way, and I'm also moving into that ovulation cycle. So of course, you know, there is hormone fluctuations, and I don't believe, and plus it's not testing to be true, I don't believe that this feeling has to do with hormone fluctuations, but I do believe that hormone fluctuations can also create a greater vulnerability with parasitic activity. But so does the full moon, especially when we're looking at those 7 days around the full moon. And as we get closer to the full moon, you know, the closer we get, the more ramped up the parasite activity will be. So I was planning on starting the parasite protocol, and I was planning on starting it, you know, 3 to 5 days out from the full moon, which would have been, you know, starting this weekend, Saturday. But this was Wednesday, and I'm like, I'm starting today. Like, I am feeling it today. By the middle of the day of just starting the parasite regimen, I was completely transformed. It was like that edge was completely gone. And again, there can be different layers to this. Like, that's why I had to sit and ask myself and sit and test it to really get clarity. And knowing that parasites were part of last month, knowing that I moved the needle with that, I did a 5-day protocol last month, and getting the results that I got, like I knew that there was more to do this month, that this is something to continue to do, especially as we move through this spring season. And interestingly enough, this full moon that we have on the 25th is actually called the worm moon. So I would imagine that there is going to be an even greater intensity of symptoms around this full moon, not necessarily just because of the name, although I think there is a direct connection with that, but also because of the season, right? This is the season of spring. This is really the invitation to go deeper in these layers, even though the weather isn't really reflective of that, particularly here in Michigan. You know, I'm looking out my window right now and it's snowing, but in general, right, this is when our body is primed for this. And I don't really like to do any of the other cleanses where I'm truly creating space from my normal way of eating until it's a little bit warmer. But doing this type of cleansing really resonates with me. It's so easy to fit in. Nothing in my life has to change. I'm just adding in really targeted support and also making sure that I'm supporting my channel's illumination, adding in a coffee enema, doing extra lymphatic work. So just adding in those other elements to support my drainage pathways. If your drainage pathways are not optimal, this is where we have to start first. And again, we hold your hand through that process inside the cleansing circle. So a little bit more about ovulation and why this is desirable to be on the full moon, and why your period is desirable to be with the new moon. Now, you know, this isn't necessarily black and white anymore, but I'll tell you a little bit of backstory of how I learned about this. So this was years ago now. I was sitting in a class on glandular health, and the instructor had asked us how many of us bleed with the moon cycles. So in other words, how many of us were bleeding with the new moon and ovulating with the full moon. And only like a couple of people raised their hands. And I honestly don't remember if I was one of those people that was, you know, quote unquote, bleeding the right way or not, because I probably just didn't participate and raise my hand. But I remember being awestruck at the disgust in our instructor's, her whole entire body language and her face. And she was just flat out disgusted that we were so out of sync with nature, and that we did not, or the majority of the women in the classroom did not, bleed with the moon cycles. Now, historically speaking, again, it was very common for our ancestors to bleed appropriately, or whatever you want to call appropriately, with the moon cycle. But I will say that in my experience of working to balance my hormones and take care of myself and mineral balance and all the things that I'm doing, is that I have been, for the most part, really regular with the moon cycles, unless of course there's some major stress disruption or something like that. Now remember, our periods are absolutely our report card, but they're not a report card of necessarily the last 30 days. It's like the last 3 months. So there's a lot of things that can play a factor. Even just doing a cleansing, right, can disrupt us. And it's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just opening up an invitation for a calibration. So right now, and for the past while, I have been primarily ovulating with the full moon. Now, the new moon is traditionally, again, associated with menstruation, and the full moon is traditionally associated with ovulation. And so what this, like, I guess where the history, like, speaks to why this helps make us more fertile is that it's down to the impact of light on the earth and our bodies. So the full moon is the earth's most fertile time because of the additional light received by plants when there is a bright moonlight as well as sunlight. And this is why it is traditionally associated with the ovulation phase. Now, again, historically with working with women and helping them find greater homeostasis, what this requires, and if you desire to kind of sync up with the moon, is spending a bit of time in nature, mineralizing, of course, eating enough, and also sleeping in the dark. And when I say sleeping in the dark, I mean like you can't see anything, right? You're like, you're sleeping in the dark, you have your blackout curtains, the blackout blinds, you know, your room is darker, is dark. And the darker your room, the more melatonin release will be triggered. And then the idea is that when you want to sync up, or if you're dealing with hormonal communications or pineal communications rather, so disruptions with your melatonin, you can open the blinds during the full moon, and that way you're exposing that moonlight on your pineal gland, and this will encourage your body to ovulate with the full moon. Another big thing, and the fact of the matter is that we are modern women, right? And we are living in modern times, and we are exposed to a lot of disruptors in terms of our devices. So we have these endocrine disrupting blue light devices that we are constantly exposing our pineal gland to. And this is going to throw off the ability to create melatonin, which can throw off our ovulatory and our circadian rhythms. And it honestly can just make it difficult to get a good night's sleep. So really making sure that you are wearing the blue blocking glasses. I typically always have them on my face unless I'm live on a camera, because I don't like the way that it reflects back. So I have them on my face right now. So I what I ended up doing is just I bought multiple pairs, so they're always around me, you know, so they're on my desk in both places. If I'm going to be on my phone, throw them on. If I happen to, you know, watch a movie or something with my husband, I have a pair down in our little movie watching place, you know, just having those around. But of course, this is not perfect living, right? There are still other lights that are happening. So that's where, you know, exposing ourselves to the sunshine and also to the moonlight is really, really powerful. So I feel like, you know, even though I don't have a perfect relationship, and I think it's pretty impossible to have a perfect relationship with our blue lights or our, you know, man-made lights, you can do your best and still find that rhythm. But ultimately, you know, experts would say that as long as your period is regular to you and you're not dealing with a lot of hormonal communications, that this is not something that you should lose sleep over, right? But I do think it is fascinating, and I would love to know if you are ovulating with the full moon and bleeding with the new moon. So back to parasite cleansing and how we got here. So again, I have this aha moment. Last month, my body's like, you will do this. And then it hit me like a ton of bricks this week. And then starting the parasite cleansing, I already felt like, oh my gosh, I am back to me. Like, this is how I am meant to feel. I know what I'm meant to feel. And like I said before, like, there could be so many other reasons of what's going on, but I want you to think parasites, especially when we have the full moon knocking on our door or even the new moon. So we're going to talk about the full moon today, but the new moon is also a time where we do see more parasitic activity. And again, this can be, you know, 5 days out that you're starting to experience these symptoms, and they will continue to heighten the closer that you get to the full moon and also the days following. So Dr. Todd Watts, who is one of the founders of CellCor, he is quoted saying, "If you have a pulse, you have parasites." And I love that so much, because it really just gets us all on an equal playing field, that it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter if you don't travel. You know, that's such a common thing that people think, well, I don't travel anywhere, so how could I have parasites? It's like, it doesn't matter who you are or your living conditions, you have parasites. That is a fact. So in terms of parasite cleansing, like, is it really all it's hyped up to be? 1,000% yes. It's absolutely 1,000% yes, all it's hyped up to be, especially when you do it the right way. So parasites are not only real, they are so common. In fact, I believe that they are the most common undiagnosed condition in humans all over the world today. We know that we are more deficient than we ever have been before. And with deficiency comes high toxicity. So when we have these mineral depletions, our drainage pathways are not able to function optimally, and this creates a higher toxicity load. Parasites are drawn to toxic environments. They are actually our friends in that matter. They help eat up the toxins, but then they keep producing, okay? Then they're like, this is great, let's stay here. Let's bring all of our friends, okay? So the truth is, parasites are a form of protection from high toxicity, but when we address and target the parasites, we are naturally addressing the toxins in our body. We are detoxifying in that way. So again, parasites are going to thrive in toxic environments. So they're going to thrive in environments where people are depleted. And because of that depletion, they are having higher toxicity rate. Like, they're going to thrive there. But that doesn't mean we don't do anything about it. So of course, we want to change the name of the game by changing our terrain. And I have been working on that, right? And that still doesn't mean that I am, you know, not susceptible to parasites. I have it appears that I still have old layers that I'm getting rid of. And also, the stronger we get, the deeper we can go. So that's also exciting. Like, this work is so powerful. Now, I have a quote here from Dr. Hulda Clark, and she says, I have seen eczema due to roundworms. I have seen seizures that are caused by a single roundworm, Ascaris, getting into the brain. Schizophrenia and depression are caused by parasites in the brain. Asthma is caused by parasites in the lungs. Diabetes is caused by the pancreatic fluke. Migraines are caused by parasites. Acne is also caused by a particular parasite. And much of human heart disease is caused by the dog heartworm. And the list goes on and on. I love her work so much. Now, the thing that Dr. Hulda Clark and I don't necessarily seem to have a foundation on is the mineral balancing. But does she hit the nail on the head with talking about how directly related toxins and parasites are to disease? Yes, and that is so exciting. She also says Native Americans knew that humans were plagued by parasites. Other Native people from the Arctic to the Antarctic also knew that humans, like all animals made of flesh, had parasites. They frequently purged themselves by eating herbs that made the monsters go to sleep some, then inducing diarrhea or vomiting to rid themselves of their slimy invaders. So where are we going with this? Parasites cause disease. Okay, 80 to 90% of us have at least one form of parasite in our body that may or may not be affecting our health. And parasites, again, become more of a problem the longer we stay in a weakened state, the longer we stay in a stress state, and the more toxicity that we accumulate. Now, Dr. Hulda Clark went on to link over 50 cancers with parasites and also directly linked illness, fatigue, all sorts of things to parasites. We know that a heavy parasite load can further deplete the body of the needed resources and also cause digestion and absorption problems. The truth is, in the medical world, parasites are missed all the time. They are not really considered as a cause of the ailments, even if they're right in front of your face. It is not something that they are well versed in. Also, their treatments are not ideal. They're very, very harsh, and they're not that effective. So how in the world do you get parasites? Well, we get them through the air we breathe, through the water we drink, through foods, through contacts with our pets and other animals, walking barefoot outside, swimming in lakes. Parasites are everywhere. We are constantly exposed to parasites, and it's so easy to be infected without even realizing it. Parasites, like I said, are part of life. They serve a purpose. There is a need, and we have to do our part to keep them in check. Now, in terms of the pets, I mean, cats, dogs, they are in our house. They are on our beds. They are in our faces. I had an instructor that said, you know, don't ever sleep with your dog. Like, that is the worst thing you can do, is have your dog sleep in your bed. She's like, whatever worms they have, just crawl right out of their butt and into yours. And she was very adamant that you do not allow a dog in your space. Well, of course, our dog is, you know, part of our family. and absolutely everywhere that we go. And so not only do you want to prioritize cleansing yourself, but also cleansing your pets. You know, when they start scooching their butts around on the carpets, like this is an ask likely to be dewormed. There could be other things that are going on, but oftentimes this has a parasitic cause to it. And there, of course, are other symptoms with our pets, but we also want to help them purge worms naturally. So the actual symptoms of parasites for humans can depend on what type of parasite it is and also what body systems are affected. And these symptoms can come from anywhere in the body because parasites can occur anywhere. There's no organ or tissue that is immune from their infestation or their toxic waste products. So I have an overview that I think will blow your mind of all the ways that parasites create symptoms. So if we look at just like what the parasite symptoms that are associated with our head and neck area, we see headaches, migraines, seizures, eye floaters, changes in vision, sinus pressure, infection, autoimmune with something like the Hashimoto's, dark circles under the eyes, and teeth grinding. And then digestive symptoms linked to parasites include constipation, stomach aches, burping and gas, nausea, vomiting, food poisoning. A lot of times people think food poisoning and they think bacteria, but we want to start thinking food poisoning and think parasite infection, acute parasite infection. That's also true with traveler's diarrhea. Now bloating, irritable bowel, Crohn's, ulcerative colitis, gastritis, diverticulitis, heartburn, and digestion, reflux, all connected. Behavioral mental issues that are linked to parasites include nightmares, ADD, ADHD. The best way that this was explained to me was like, think about ants in your pants, like what that means. Like when you can't sit still, there absolutely can be parasitic involvement. Aggression, irritability, depression, anxiety, and then apathy. Respiratory issues linked to parasites include chronic cough, phlegm, asthma, pneumonia, and lung lesions. Skin issues linked to parasites include rashes, especially those that come and go. My son had a rash that was coming and going, and we tested for parasites. We did parasite cleanse, and it was like instantly gone, has not come back. No longer is the come and go. Eczema, psoriasis, bumps, itchiness, skin, itchiness in the skin, itchiness in the ears, nose, and of course, an itchy bottom. Other signs of parasites include anemia, bedwetting, excessive nose picking, intense cravings for sweets, sleep disturbances, and when these symptoms intensify around the new and especially the full moon. Now, I need to include a whole woman's health section on here. And there's just some of the things that are coming to mind as I was talking, because endometriosis is directly linked to parasites, PCOS directly linked to parasites, right? Like you name it, there is likely an indirect or potentially a direct connection to parasites, because again, we have to recognize what parasites are doing. They are there for toxicity, and we know that toxicity absolutely wreaks havoc on the body. Now those parasite infections, they're going to further compound those nutritional deficiencies, and that's compounding the deficiencies of our vitamins and of our minerals. They can also steal our macronutrients. This is our proteins, our fats, and our carbs. And as the parasites reduce the nutrient absorption, the inflammation is going to increase, and this is going to continue to compromise the gut health. The longer that the parasites stay in the body, the more the nutritional deficiencies will occur. And that means the more of the organ systems that are going to be affected, plus there's going to be more symptoms, and that's going to result in more conditions. So I want you to just remember that every single condition, there is a real possibility that there is parasite involvement. Now, our goal is not to kill everything. That is not the goal, to eradicate all the parasites in the body, because again, they are there for a purpose. They are helping us mop up toxicity, but we do want to keep them in check. So as we detoxify parasites, we get to celebrate that we're also detoxifying toxicity. And essentially, we move into a maintenance state. So at first, we may be more aggressive and we may do parasite cleansing, every single month, or maybe take 3 months on, 1 month off, but we're more aggressive. And then we can move into more of a maintenance phase where we do it 2 to 3 times a year. That's the goal, right? But you're not just doing parasite cleansing alone. You are doing this in context with also, hopefully, the mineral work and other support for your drainage pathways. But of course, one of the key foundations in order to resist parasites, right, is like no longer being a good host. So that means like we're looking at our lifestyle choices, we're looking at creating less toxicity around us, we're looking at the foods that we're consuming, the quality of foods that we're consuming, and we're looking at, again, most importantly, well, these are all important, but really building back our mineral reserves. So let's talk about the relationship with the full moon and parasites. So the full moon has an interesting impact on hormones and the chemical balance in the brain. Now, melatonin levels naturally drop every full moon. This impacts both sleep and immunity, and it can make the immune system more vulnerable. So while melatonin naturally decreases, serotonin levels increase during the full moon. And low levels of serotonin are typically associated with anxiety, depression, and insomnia. But a sudden spike in normally healthy levels, like during a full moon, this might offset behavioral and mental states. Okay, so in addition, serotonin impacts parasitic behavior. So parasites have serotonin receptors just like people. And an increase of serotonin during the full moon helps increase the parasite's mobility. So parasites can also use this neurotransmitter to, wait for it, to communicate with each other, okay? So they're having their own communication and they can use the serotonin to help them do that more effectively. So we have the immune system a little bit more vulnerable. We have a boost in the serotonin levels that can make us offset a little bit. And with that boost of serotonin, they are using that to kind of spring into action. You know, I kind of imagine it like they're like, hey, okay, everybody, let's have a game plan. What are we going to do? Okay, so also they have natural protective mechanisms. So to protect themselves, parasites will try to decrease the neurotransmitters that inhibit their activity. So they go after our neurotransmitters. Like they can eat up our neurotransmitters. This is what is so wild. It's like, of course our mood can be affected. There is this whole, you know, dog and pony show going on in our body right now where they are like controlling our communication system. So these alterations are going to change the way you think and change the way you feel. So again, remember, parasites exist all around us and every single one of us has them. And if the immune system is not working properly, right, if there's other things going on with the immune system, if the immune system is working properly, we can start to remove the parasites pretty effectively. Okay, so the thing is like if when somebody's just living and they're not paying attention to this, right, and they have all these other things going on, the parasites just are going to build up and continue to build up in the body. And this is especially true for people who are chronically ill. So the full moon is the optimum time for parasites to, again, increase their activity, get all strategic on us, and also wreak havoc in the body. So again, those melatonin levels, they decrease, the serotonin levels increase, and this is all happening around the full moon. And since parasites thrive off the serotonin, they're going to become more active. And, you know, once people realize this, they often start to pay more attention to these symptoms and how this happens around the full moon. So they can start to experience in their kids like, oh my gosh, every time around the full moon, this is when they are struggling so much more in school, or when we are dealing with so many outbursts, or when their skin reaction flares up, you know, those different things. So, you know, I'm kind of surprised I didn't figure it out for me last month quicker. But I also think I was really trying to be open-minded as to what it could be, you know, but yeah, here it is, the full moon's coming on and things are getting a little wonky upstairs. So research has yet to find a direct association between the full moon and human behavior or mental health, but many people have given anecdotal examples over the years. And in one study, 81% of mental health workers shared anecdotal evidence of a connection between human illness and the full moon. Researchers have also studied bipolar disorders and its link to the full moon, and they found that during a full moon, people with bipolar disorder switch rapidly from a depressive state to mania, and the participants in the study synchronized with the lunar patterns, which impacted their sleep and their current symptoms. So changes in emotional and mental health may be tied to the hormonal changes during the full moon, like the melatonin and the serotonin, or the root cause may not be the body, but the parasites inhabiting inside of the body. And so, since these parasites become more active during this time, the body will in turn feel the effects more. So we know now that parasites can interfere with the neurotransmitters, but they are interfering specifically with acetylcholine, with our dopamine, and with our GABA, and of course the serotonin. And all of these neurotransmitters have an impact that are essential to our mood, to our health, and like us just feeling our best. Again, I knew I wasn't myself. This isn't me. This isn't true. What is going on? And the thing about GABA, you know, this is what calms the body and helps prevent anxiety. And it's a calming agent. It's a calming agent for people. And it also has the potential to paralyze parasites. But to protect themselves, the parasites will release the chemicals to hinder the GABA production. So when we have low levels of GABA, this can trigger anger, this can trigger anxiety, depression, headaches, panic attacks, and more. Again, they are working against us. Like, we have the natural defenses, but they have adapted to know what these are, and they try to shut down our natural defenses during the times when we are more vulnerable, around the full moon, particularly. Okay. So again, around the full moon, like me, you might suddenly feel a change in how you normally feel. And you could feel anxious. You could feel down in the dumps. You could feel irritable. And this could be directly linked to the parasites winning the battle inside your body. Now, the other thing is sleep and insomnia. And people have reported disturbed sleep, less sleep, or a harder time falling asleep during the full moon. And again, this has to do with the natural drop of melatonin that they are experiencing. But they also found that because they are having less of a deep sleep, people are feeling more fatigued, more sluggish, and they're just having a more difficult time recovering. Now, researchers have also found an association with increased rapid eye movement latency, and those in the study took more time to reach REM during the full moon or our REM cycle, okay? And the REM cycle is so important for our memory and also so important for our mood. So we have the parasites that are now disrupting our emotional state, disrupting our mental states, and they also can disrupt our sleep, which compounds everything else, okay? So bottom line here, you guys, is that parasites are impacting you. I can promise you that parasites are impacting you, but to what degree really depends on your state of terrain. So I want you to pay attention to the signs, and I want you to pay particular attention to your mood, to your emotional state around the full moon. Is it you or is it them? What's going on here? So I don't believe that you'll ever regret doing a cleanse. I think cleansing is one of the most amazing, beautiful gifts that we can give our body. And I don't believe you'll ever regret seeing your body purge parasites, because like I said, it is quite gratifying. And we have to remember, getting rid of parasites means that we are lessening our toxic load. And it is such a way, such a powerful and beautiful, profound way to reclaim our health and really step into that freedom path. Like I said, Dr. Helda Clark directly connected most cancers with parasites. There have been so many case studies that I have been part of where it's like the tumor is really parasites. Okay, the cyst is really parasites. That is a sack of parasites right there. Okay. And again, this is not going to go diagnosed in allopathic lane, but that doesn't mean that it's not true. Parasites are the thing that is here and real, and we have to get them under control. So I would love for you to join me inside the Cleansing Circle. It is only $97 to join, and you get a membership for an entire year. You get access to all of the cleanses that we have built out. We have several cleanses. We have several options. We walk you through it. We answer your questions. You have the support, and you also have the social proof of this work. And you get access too to photos of what this looks like, what leaves your body, and what might that be, you know? So we really help you do cleansing the right way. We do this safely, we do this effectively, and we're really good at what we do. Like I said, this has been 8 years that we have been doing this, and it's a really beautiful experience for you to step into and get on the path of doing the deeper work. And the cool thing about parasite cleansing is that you can fit it into your daily life. So you won't have time to start with the moon that is coming up soon, but you absolutely can get in today and get yourself settled in and be ready to go for the April full moon. Or perhaps do another cleanse, like a colon cleanse or a liver cleanse, or maybe do a 4-day or 3-day cleanse and really get yourself that reboot, that gift to your body to let go of what you've been hanging on through the winter season and get yourself primed to move forward in that next upgrade of health. So did I convince you? Have I convinced you that parasite cleansing is where it's at? I hope so. Tag me in Instagram with what you've learned or message me. I would be so happy to see what you have taken away from this conversation. All right, you guys, bye. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to today's episode. If you loved your time with me, please subscribe and leave me a review on iTunes so I can keep bringing you the good stuff. And then come say hello and be part of the conversation by joining me in our private Facebook group, Fiercely Awakening.